Hey guys, welcome back. We have part two with Jackie Tone, star of Glow. You would know her as Melrose on Glow on Netflix, seasons 1 and 2. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Also, this week, we're going to be talking more about her beginnings in Hollywood, her stint on American Idol, Scientology, and how maybe she almost got into the Allison Mack cult. Stay tuned.
The worst moments of our life.
Hey girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of like worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel that pain is best served funny. I want to go back for a second because as I said, you know, you are you're a great singer-songwriter. And you, back in the day, you were on a reality show about singing singer-songwriters.
I think I watched
on a bunch of reality shows first.
Were you?
You were?
I was on Idol.
You were?
Yeah.
That's right.
How far did you get?
Top 24 season with Adam Lambert.
Oh, great.
Yeah. God, I totally forgot that.
I'm so
oh,
glad.
Great.
A friend of mine texted me the other day and he's like, aren't you so excited that because of Glow, no one like brings you up at comedy shows being like from American Idol, Jackie Tone? And I'm like, no, I don't care.
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I don't know.
Gig is a gig.
Was like 108,000 people tried out for American Idol and I made it to top. Like, I was never bummed about that credit.
No. But the other one that Jewel, what
were
was
you
that
like
one?
In a house or did they have you at an apartment? Or?
For Idol, I made it just shy of the house.
Okay.
I made it just shy of the house.
That's when they still did that.
Yeah, right. Now I feel like everyone's like lives in their parents' house in Pacoima and they just like kick it.
Yeah.
But the other show was called Platinum Hit.
Well, you said several, so there's two.
Just two. Okay. Just two. But the other reality show, the Platinum Hit one was...
A singer-songwriter competition.
Yeah, that was arguably the worst experience of... I mean, look, there has been sadder things that have happened in my life and actual problems, but like career-wise, that was the worst thing that ever happened to me for sure.
How did you get that?
It was a fucking disaster nightmare. First of all, one of my best friends was trying out. We were in a... have you ever in your life with this dog?
Oh, he's
one of my
so cute.
Best friends
like
was trying out.
In my
out,
vagina right now.
And I was... And we were in a band together called Power Fox and Pony Mane. We were like a guitar ukulele duo. And she was trying out, duh. And she was trying out. And I was like, well, I'll try out. I mean, I can't reiterate enough that my acting career wasn't popping off in the way I wanted it to. And so I just went and tried out with her. And we both made the show.
I'm also
like, my mouth can be like a reality show wet dream because I just say some shit
you
that is just like, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, you know, you'll bleep it and you can figure it out later. But these are the things I have to say. And so I think now I wouldn't make those decisions. I mean, I'd still say that shit, but I'm saying I wouldn't make the same decisions to go and try out for a show like that. But it seemed like it was going to be cool. And the reason that I did it was because I felt like I wasn't seen on American Idol in the way that I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. So on Idol...
Was Kara the judge on Idol at the time,
yes.
too?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but it was, but I think Platinum Hit was like 4 years later.
Right.
But on Idol, they wouldn't let me play my instruments.
Right.
Right.
And I was like,
it's like back before.
And they were like,
which they do now.
Yeah, right. But they were like, it was evening the playing field. And I was like, tell that to my childhood where I was the weird kid learning how to play instruments while everyone else fucking played outside. Like, even the playing field's not even. I play instruments. Like, and it's also not even because that person's a better singer than me. Like,
right.
It's not an even playing field. That's what a competition is.
Right.
Like, so let me bring my weird thing to the table with my percussive guitar and whatever I'm doing. But they wouldn't let me. And so it felt like on Idol, I was just up there singing like, I'm begging you for mercy. It's like, what am I, what is happening? So I didn't really get a chance to like shine in the way I wanted to, like this singer-songwriter bringing it to the table. And then when I heard about this reality show, I was like, still not getting an acting job. I was like, well, cool, man. Now maybe I could do... It was like a Project Runway for songwriters.
Right.
I'm like, I could get to like show that I'm a songwriter. The problem is, it's a very, very quiet and insular and solo activity to write a song. Even when you're in a session, you're in there for 8 hours, you talk for maybe 17 minutes.
Right.
You're writing things down, you're suggesting stuff. The person's going in the booth and going like, we'll figure the lyrics out later. They're not saying words. They're just laying down melodies. Mm-hmm. Songwriting is a weird thing and it's not fun to watch.
Got it.
It's like watching someone be a director. Remember that show On the Lot on Fox?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
They were picking a directing is not something you can watch.
No.
Right.
And so that's why Platinum Hit was not a hit show because
Yeah.
There, you made a TV show based around a thing that isn't fun to watch.
Yeah.
How far did you get in that?
I did really well. The show was broken down.
I watched that show.
The show was broken down in such a weird way because there was 12 contestants.
Mm-hmm.
Then there would be a top three. We'd each write a hook. So then there would be like a top three hooks, right? So I would have one of the hooks, one of the top three hooks. Glenn, my dog, would have one of the top three hooks. Christine would have one of the top three hooks. Well,
I can't get a top three hook?
Well, you're only DJ Khaled's brother. Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
How cute is that?
Bless up.
Bless up. So that nephew of yours is very cute with the fucking suits. Okay. Yeah. So so then let's say whatever. So it's like Jackie, Michael, and James have the top three hooks. But one of those people, so then you build a song out from that hook that you wrote.
Right.
So Michael gets in first place, James gets in second place, I get in third place. Well, now I'm in the bottom, but I had one of the top three hooks. I'm better than the other nine contestants. So in the 5 weeks I was there, I was in the top three hooks every single week. And there were some people who were never in the top three hooks. And then I went home because I was in the bottom of the top three.
So the rest were just safe?
Yes.
That's weird.
So dumb.
It was poorly planned. Yeah. Like, it didn't make sense. Like, as a viewer, I'd be like, that person's the best person. Why are they not me? Like, other people went home, too, that was the case. And it was like, oh, the math of this show doesn't add up.
Well, not only that, but if we're going to be honest, like, Kara, she's great at what she does, but she's not a TV personality.
No.
And she shouldn't be a judge, and she shouldn't be hosting a reality show.
No. But, I mean, this is years ago.
She should write music
I think we've come to this conclusion. I think 2018, she's no longer hosting reality shows. Yeah. She's not she's an incredible songwriter, but she's not like a Kathy Griffin. She's not a charismatic presence where you're like, I'm riveted watching you.
Yeah. Totally. Right.
No, I mean, so now
watching her is like watching songwriting.
More with Jackie right after this. Guys, Lola is one of my favorite companies. Lola is a female-founded company that's offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. It is founded by women, it is for women, and let me tell you why I love it so much. Unlike a lot of other brands and a lot of other products in this area, Lola is 100% natural, and so it's really easy to feel good about using their products. There's no BS, there's no mystery fibers or doubts about what's going up there inside your body. The FDA doesn't require brands to disclose the list of ingredients in their feminine care products, so most of them don't, and that's kind of weird and scary. Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients that they have in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. Most brands use synthetic ingredients like rayon and polyester. Why do we need rayon and polyester? No one needs that up there. Lola makes your month also a little bit easier. Your subscription is fully customizable, so you can choose a mix of your products, whether you have light days or heavy days, the number of boxes, and the frequency of delivery. It's great. It's super flexible. You can change, you can skip, you can cancel your subscription at any time. I also really love it because now it's basically prevented my husband from having to go to the store and buy me tampons. That's right. It comes right to my door, and it's very discreet. Lola is now offering cleansing wipes that are safe to use anywhere on your body. They're biodegradable and all natural, individually packaged and perfect for on the go. Gynecologist approved. Gotta love that. So to get your own box of Lola, go to mylola.com and enter worst when you subscribe for 40% off all subscriptions.
So are you still writing music?
I am putting out an EP under the artist named Power Fox, like my old band Power Fox and Pony Mane. And it's going
Do
to
you
be-
Do you own the rights to that name?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's a 5-track. I have it. Follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But it's a 5-track EP. And my friends and I, for the first thing that Power Fox is putting out, we did like a cover of the song Maniac.
Cool.
Which is super weird and cool. Duh. Very glowish.
Very
glowish.
We should get the glow girls to do the video.
We have to. But it's super slow and emo. She's a maniac.
Great.
And I sang that on Last Call with Carson Daly. It's going to be on December 4th.
Oh,
and then I'm putting, and then I'm putting the video out like December 4th. So
that's amazing.
In the next little while, it's all happening.
That's amazing.
Did you ever do Broadway or anything?
That's the dream.
Is it?
I haven't done it yet. I mean, it's not the ultimate dream. The ultimate dream is to be the nanny. But the, you know what I mean? The ultimate dream is to have like a half hour multicam where I come down the stairs in the outfits. Right. Don't be ridiculous. You know, you hear me.
Right.
God, but, we could get Nicole Tom to be on it with you. She would reprise.
It's like, it depends, you know what I mean? So anyway, with Broadway, it's like, I want to be on Broadway.
Well, you should do that off.
They're doing a resurrection of The Rose, and it's, I mean, look, come on. It's got to be me. I mean, it's probably going to be like Lena Headey or somebody, but it's got to be me.
But did you see the controversy with Bette Midler's tweet?
What
did she say? She said, I love her so much.
I adore her. Like, the first thing I ever saw at Radio City Music Hall was her concert. I love her to death. Apparently, like a couple weeks ago or a month ago, she did this horrible tweet about our First Lady in like Air Force. You have to read it. Anyway, it was a whole thing, but all her fans went nuts against Bette. And I was like, stop, guys. She's a comedian, and she's like, stop.
Wait, so she said something bad about Melania and her fans got mad.
They thought it went too far.
Which is just weird because I feel like her fan, I mean, universe where a Bette Midler fan is a Trump supporter.
Yeah. No, there
that
isn't.
That crossover's got to be
but
pretty small.
It was, she said something.
Although, I don't know, old Jews. Some old Jews like Trump.
Yeah.
And they definitely like her.
Well, just a lot of old people in general, I feel like Trump.
But I love, anyway, The Rose. Yeah. They're doing Tootsie on Broadway.
The musical.
God bless.
I know. I can't wait. Clueless is opening this week.
I know. It's crazy. It's all happening. It's all happening. The movies going to Broadway. Yeah. Going to Broadway.
You should do that off season.
Yeah, I would love. Are you kidding? That's absolutely.
Your family's still in New York?
Half the year in New York and half. My brothers are in New York with their kids, but my parents are in, of course, the Snowbirds. They're half of the year in Florida.
That's where my family lives.
Duh.
Yeah.
Had to do it.
Where in Florida? Are they Boca?
No, Fort Worth. Lake Worth. What's it called?
Lake Worth?
Lake Worth. I always think it's Fort Worth. Lake Worth, they used to be in the Delray Boca Boynton area. They moved down a little further to Lake Worth now.
Yeah.
You know what it is? They like the art community down in Lake Worth, they say. I don't know what the fuck that
is. Do you go visit them?
Are you in pottery classes? The art community?
Well, because there's a lot of bazaars.
We're making dream catches. Okay.
Donnie Jeffcoat, Dream Catchers. Do you know Donnie Jeffcoat too?
From when I was a kid.
I used to live with him.
Stop at all.
He would have dream catchers all over his room. So we just talked about it last week.
What did he host when I was a kid on Nickelodeon? Wild and Crazy Kids?
Wild and Crazy Kids, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
I have a, can we talk about your show that you sold?
I would like that very much, but let's talk about really quick Glenn stretching. What a wonderful day. I guess I have a very best friend named Glenn who is now giving me a close personal hug around my neck. Can you vouch for that, Christine?
Yes, thank I can. You. Glenn is very sweet, although his breath is not as sweet. My dog's breath stinks too.
You're a guest.
No dog's breath smells good, but I like it anyway.
If you lied to me and said that you liked his breath, I would have known you were lying.
Of course, I'm being straight. I love you, Glenn. Your breath is a little rotten, but you're wonderful.
Smells like one of my best friends who calls himself Glenn's biological father. He will send me text messages of things that Glenn smells like.
Oh, Glenn.
The name of the document I'm looking for is Glenn Smells Like. Okay. Glenn smells like a haunted coffin. Glenn smells like a freshwater shipwreck. He also smells like a frontiersman who drowned in a creek. He smells like a secondhand shop that only sells clothes that people died in and then was flooded when a dam broke. Glenn smells like a cursed pirate ship. He smells like a ramen packet that was buried with a vampire at the bottom of a lake and unearthed 100 years later.
It's horrible.
It's the best.
But he's
that
so
is written
sweet.
By my friend Jacob Strunk.
Okay, so tell us about your new show.
Kristen and I, so my friend Mike Scharf and I, Mike came to me with this idea for a cartoon that would make music education available to all children as music education is the first thing
cut.
Budget cuts in schools. So he's like, I have this idea for this. He's an illustrator and an artist and a TV show creator. And he came to me with this idea and he was like, I think you should write the music, help me write the pilot. I did that. I came on board. We created all the characters. We wrote the pilot. We created this whole world. We created this whole show. And it was initially called, I won't say actually what it was initially called because but still a good idea for a name of a show.
Great.
That is no longer being used. So then I brought it to Kristen just to show her, because she was at the time one of my only friends with kids. And I was like, do the girls respond to this art? Do the girls respond to this story? And she was like, I respond to this.
By the way, mention like, who Kristen is.
Oh, Kristen Bell.
Yes.
And so I brought it to Kristen Bell and I said, you know, she's one of my best friends. And I just was like, what do the girls think of this? Her two daughters. And Lincoln was looking at it and she loved the pictures. And I was sort of telling her some of the stories. And Kristen was like, I kind of love this. If you'd want me to be involved in any way, like not in a pushy way. And I was like, bitch, what? Yes. Make my show with me. So then the three of us brought on this other producer named Ivan. We pitched it all around and it was basically a preschool animated music series.
I love this.
And it was going to be like very loosely curriculum based. Mm-hmm. And the characters were music notes. Then we brought it to this company, Gaumont. They were like, we want to sell this show with you. They're a production company. They packaged it. They redeveloped it. They worked with us for ages. We pitched everywhere. And now we've been working on this for 4 years.
Wow.
Way before Glow. And we got bought by Amazon.
So exciting.
We are now making our season one. And Kristen and I are voicing. Now the characters are birds. So she plays me. It's now the show's called Do Ray and Me.
Oh, cute.
And I'm Ray, the little purple rapping hummingbird. What it is, son? And she is me, the bluebird. And we are currently casting. Like it's happening. We're doing
That's amazing.
We're making our show.
And they bought 10 episodes?
It's crazy. So
100 episodes?
It's closer to than 10. So they bought, we're making a 52 episode first season, but it's really 26 half hours.
Got
and
it.
So it's an, so it's 52 11 minute episodes, yeah. But they're in half hour chunks. And
how
so,
long does it take to animate that though?
The thing is, I'm not writing that show, which is great.
Yeah.
And so we have a team of like 40 people in Paris and 60 people in India. We've got animators and artists and writers, and it's a whole big show. And me, Kristen, Mike, and Ivan are the EPs. And Kristen and I are voicing.
That's so awesome.
And I'm writing, my friend Dave and I are writing all the music, 52 songs.
Wow.
Holy shit.
It's amazing.
Insane.
You were worried about a mortgage. Give
still
me a
am.
Fucking break.
I still am. Awesome, Jackie. That's
Jackie,
so
listen,
awesome.
You're so toned.
I'm so toned. That's great. I can't wait to see it. Do you know, have any idea when it might come out?
I think 2020 probably, okay. Because we're going to be making it well into, he needs his dinner. We're going to be making it well into 2019.
Yeah.
So not till 2020.
Okay. Well, my daughter will still be in preschool. My son definitely will. So
yes.
Target audience.
It's like for babies. It's like for, you know.
I'll love it.
You'll love it. It's right up your. It's
right
up your alley.
Up my alley.
We're constantly.
It might be a little over your head, but we'll see what
we'll
happens.
See.
Oh wow, burn.
I had music education.
Heavenly.
I can't believe you haven't done Broadway. It's so weird. Have you done cruise ships?
Cruise ships.
But you're trying to demote me. What the hell?
Well, I'm asking. You fucking went on two reality shows. What are you talking about? Demote you?
I never.
At least cruise ships, you're getting paid,
you're getting
honey,
paid, baby, and you're on a boat.
Yeah,
I'm on a boat,
yeah. And it's like all you can eat.
Yeah.
Oh my God, which is a lot. I never did cruise ships. Never, ever. I just didn't, I just feel like I would be so claustrophobic stuck on a boat.
Did you ever do Tony and Tina's wedding?
But you're looking at Tina, girl.
I thought you did.
Did you do that?
Well, you did it here, or did you tour?
You're looking at Tina Vitale right now. I played Tina in Tony and Tina's wedding in 1999. No, in maybe 2000 and 2001. And Nancy, what's her last name? She created it. No.
Oh.
Stop it. Yeah. I was going to say Nancy Pelosi. No. Nancy Cassero. Uh-huh. Nancy Cassero, who created it, she brought it to LA for the first time. And okay. We put it up at the Fonza. And I was Tina.
Amazing.
And I think I was like 19 to 20. I was very young.
Yeah.
And
have you ever seen that show?
Of course.
Okay.
And it was so fun. And this kid, James Grimaldi, played my Tony. And he was so hot. And we had such a good time.
Who?
And this kid, James Grimaldi, I think he's since quit. But anyway, we had the best time doing Tony and Tina's. It was my life.
Well, if they do Jersey Shore, the musical, you're in.
They have. They have many,
Jersey
many.
Oh, they
Jersey
did?
Shore sickle.
Yeah, Hannah Lo Payton wrote it. Co-wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about not like little local podunk theaters.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about like on the Broadway.
Yeah, they're not going to do that on the Broadway, I'm pretty sure.
Why not? They're doing everything else.
I don't know.
I did it all for the Snooki. Okay. The what? The Snooki.
Okay, I want to ask you rapid fire.
Worst
audition.
Oh, I was actually just telling this story yesterday. I went into an audition. I think it was...
Recently?
No, it was years ago. I don't remember what it was for, but I went in and the casting director didn't look up from his computer. He was on his computer and he was checking emails and typing while I was reading. And it was for a half hour comedy that was like a hit show at the time. And he wouldn't look up from mm-hmm. his computer. And I think like toward the very end, I just was like, you seem pretty busy. I'll come back another time. And then he was really pissed and called my agent and was like, what was that? And my agent called me and was like, what was that? And I was like, you think I was getting the part? The man didn't look up from his computer. He didn't look at me. And it was like a very, like, God forbid you have a tiny moment of pride or taking care of yourself in this business when you're not a working actor. And as it is, you feel so small. You go in, nobody looks at you. No one makes eye contact with you. It can be so isolating and so lonely and you work so hard and you feel like no one sees you and it's for no reason.
Yeah.
And it can be really challenging. And I think I just hit a breaking point where I was like, didn't even say like, hi, honey, go ahead. You can start. It literally was like, should I start? And didn't look up from his computer and he goes, yeah. Like as though that was an annoying question. Why
did
am
you
I here?
Start?
Yeah.
And then
I thought maybe he would look up from his computer and he didn't. So I left.
So you said
you would too. I'll wait till you're ready. Oh, you have other things to do? Yeah, I'll come back. If you want me to come back, I'll come back. Otherwise, like, what's the point of this?
Oh my gosh. I prepared and
memorized and drove there. And this was at a time I wasn't getting a ton of auditions. And it was like, what's the point of any of this?
Right. Yeah. That's when I book jobs is when I'm an asshole to them.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
No, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly.
And the fact that he called your agents, he's never going to forget you.
Right.
Okay. And I know exactly who you're talking about too. Mm-hmm. Cause I've dealt with that one before. We all have.
Which is funny because the ex I was saying who made the poster,
yeah,
show ran that show.
I know exactly who you're
you know
talking
everything
about.
I'm talking about. Yes. Sorry, we're being vague. We have to,
kids. That's how it works. It's like A&W root beer and my and my family Hambone snacks, Triscuits. Kellogg's, all of them, a mandarin.
Go ahead. I have no idea what we're talking
you gotta
about.
Listen. Yeah. Great.
We'll be right back with more with Jackie after this message.
This year, make health and wellness a top priority with the help of CareUp's monthly subscription with vitamin services. Whether you're focused on glowing skin, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or generally being healthy, do something good for your health in 2019, everybody. CareUp makes it quick, easy, and stick to your health-related resolutions. You know, I used CareUp, Rob.
All right. Glad to hear that.
I did an online quiz. And on the online quiz, it's sort of like you go through it and you see what you're deficient in.
Okay.
And then it gets you the right prescription of vitamins for that particular deficiency.
Okay.
You should do it.
I did one of these once. I tried to figure out which member of One Direction I was.
No.
Is it like that?
No. It's actually vitamins, Rob.
Okay.
That'll help your health.
Okay.
Why do you think I look so stealth?
You look great.
Thank you. You know, I got my package. What I love about the packaging also is it's like what I like about the packages is it's individually packaged with my name on it.
Okay, so you don't forget to take it.
Exactly. And it's all in one little thing. I can travel with them, which is great. Like when I go to Atlanta, I was like carrying all of them with me and it's perfect.
Nice.
You can take advantage of this month's special New Year's offer for 50% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com. That's You can take advantage of this month's special New Year's offer for 50% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins. All you got to do is go to takecareof.com. That's TakeCareOf.com. And enter worst50, WORST50. You should try it out. Care of. I mean, I feel better already.
If I look half as good as you.
100%, dude.
All right.
Worst vacation.
Ooh, we worst vacation? Oh, my brothers and I went to Paris and London when I was like 18 or 19. And you'd think that would be amazing. But my brothers were such potheads at the time, still are, but they were such potheads at the time that we went, oh no, not to Paris and London. We went to Amsterdam and Paris. And our flight to get to Amsterdam flew through Paris. But instead of just being like, well, then let's clearly go to Paris first, they had to go to Amsterdam first so they could get weed. Right. So we flew through Paris for no reason, had like a 6-hour layover. We could have just been, we could have just stopped there and got whatever. So then we went to Paris. So then we went to Amsterdam and they were just, they didn't want to do anything or look around or see the countries. They just wanted to like smoke and sit in the hotel room. And I was like, we just flew halfway across the world
to
sit here and smoke pot. It was so stupid. And then I was like crying and I ran away and I was like really mad at them. And I was like crying under the Eiffel Tower in Paris and I didn't know I was there because it was so big. And I was like, my mom was like, just look for people wearing sneakers. Only people in Paris wearing sneakers speak English. I'm like, that's. And so I was like, okay. And then I saw these four girls that spoke English and they were like actually Canadian. But I was like, good call, mom. Definitely right. And I was like, you guys, where's the Eiffel Tower? And they literally started laughing because I was like under it. I was like leaning on it, being like crying with my arm on the Eiffel Tower, like, oh, I can't find the Eiffel Tower. It was raining. And I looked up and was like, I was the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. The last time Christine and I were in Paris, we were with a sex cult racketeering. Allison Mack.
Wait a minute.
You
know, I know.
You know?
You know? Yeah, you know her.
I've known Allison Mack since I was 18 years old.
So we were in Paris with her.
She was in our acting class where we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah. We knew Allison Mack cult.
I knew Allison Mack
way pre. Yeah.
The same year you met her.
Right. Yeah.
What year was that acting class?
Oh, let's see. I mean, when she was in our class. Well, when she was first in our class, I think I was like 18.
Yeah, it was after, because like we were in it from the beginning.
I met Allison Mack in
97, 98. Yeah,
same. I met her 2 years later.
Yeah. Are you following the Allison Mack next
year? Not to this day, but when it was all really blowing up, I was supposed to, she in jail?
Not yet.
House arrest. But she's they're trying to get the sex trafficking charges dropped as of today.
I saw the article today, yeah.
They're trying to get that dropped and the racketeering charges dropped.
But isn't
it
true? So she was, what, brainwashed by this guy? Because that wasn't the first person that was, that's not the first person that's brainwashed.
No, it's, oh, really?
Oh, really? You can talk. We talk about it all the time.
Well, I just know that when I was.
Just, by the way, allegedly.
Allegedly. But when I was good friends with her back in the day, she had like a very manipulative,
boyfriend,
insane, dysfunctional, abusive,
boyfriend?
Awful boyfriend.
Yes,
the one in the band?
So yes.
Who tattooed, "Will You Marry Me" across his chest?
Yes.
The one I told her was bad news, and that's why she stopped talking to me, because I told her he was a bad influence and like not a good person.
Allegedly.
After he OD'd, allegedly, on their duplex floor, the one that she was paying for.
Yes.
I was like, this is not okay. And who is this person? And then she stopped talking to me.
Yeah, she's
very. Yes, I know.
And but we talk about it all the time, by the way.
Right, so that was that situation. By the way, crazily enough, I was briefly dating. I feel like I introduced her to those people.
Jackie.
I was briefly dating
the drummer,
the lead singer,
Keith Raniere,
the lead
singer of that band.
I feel like that's back to me. I remember going over
that fucking eyeliner and had like a rock mullet and way too many wallet chains. And what was amazing about that is that he brought me into like the garage. He was like, Jackie, I wrote you a song. Oh, and can I tell you something? And this is not a joke. It was so bad. I never saw him again. That's just a true story. His name was Darren, and I just will never forget that. He was like, I have this song to play you. And it was like, there was no singing. It was like, and there was no melody. It was like the worst thing I'd ever heard. And I was embarrassed for him. And I like sort of couldn't sit there through it. And they all like DreamWorks like bought them or rented them a huge house in the
right
hills.
Right above Sunset.
Yeah, right above.
Went there once.
I think I introduced her to that dude because I met those dudes first.
Well, that was the beginning of the spiral.
Yeah, that's the beginning of the end. Thanks a lot, Jackie.
Guys, some shit goes on for you to be able to be in that relationship in the first place. Notice, I never saw him again.
Yeah, exactly.
So it wasn't the beginning. No, depending on.
I want her to come on the show.
Of course.
I'm dying. We have her mother's number.
Don't like, say we, you.
I got the mother's. We know where she lives. I'm like ready to go knock on the door. And go,
I used to go to the house.
In Orange County?
Yeah.
I used to go to the house.
Well, that's where she is.
Yeah, she's there.
Put up for collateral.
Yeah, but the trials, I think the pre-trials next month or some sort of trials happening.
Anyway, they're trying to get the like sex trafficking charges
dropped.
Which
is not happening.
Where's Keith Raniere?
He's in prison. He's in jail too.
Yeah, they won't let him out. He's in prison in New York, I believe. Yeah, she has to fly out for every.
So
hearing.
Is she just sort of going saying like I was brainwashed? And
no,
she won't say she that won't yet. Say she that. Won't throw him under the bus.
She's literally saying that I, from what her lawyers are saying, based on the article I read today.
Will you send me?
Yes, they want to get rid of those charges because she there was no compensation for the women that she basically put up. Like and I guess coerced or tried to give to Keith Raniere to have sex with and like influence them to have sex and then told them as they were her slaves, so she told them that they were allowed to enjoy it or whatever. This is what the alleged conversations were. But she was not compensated. So therefore, under the actual law of what sex trafficking is, you have to be compensated.
She
But then isn't it still brainwashing charges?
Yes, she's going to get the sex trafficking. She's going to get the racketeering.
Regardless of whether she was brainwashed or not.
Listen, if 6ix9ine is in prison right now for, did you see that?
Racketeering.
For racketeering and she's going down, trust me.
The problem is, like, I don't know if you can use that as a defense.
Did she ever try and get you to go?
She never tried to get me to go.
She did?
She tried to get me to go.
What did she say? What was her thing?
I ran into her in a Trader Joe's parking lot.
Allegedly.
No.
Okay. No, there's something allegedly.
Ran into her in a Trader Joe's parking lot 100%. Okay. And I went. And I don't remember if Keith Raniere was there. He may have
Where
been.
Were you?
I was in like West Hollywood. I ran into her and we were best friends back in the day. We would do shows with like at that theater in the Valley. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So we would do little comedy shows at this theater in this black box. And she was the greatest. She was so sweet and so funny and so wonderful and so fucking talented. And
yeah.
I remember I was in like Vancouver. I was shooting something and she was doing Smallville and we were friends again. And then I saw her it's just also unfortunate. And then I saw her at this Trader Joe's parking lot. She told me about this thing and I was going through a breakup with the same guy who the casting director was a dick, who was the showrunner for the thing. It's all
right,
together.
Right.
And I ran into her in the parking lot and I was crying. And it was like so good to see an old friend. And she's so instantly deep and warm and gripping and not in a crazy way, just in a real like friendship into your heart way.
Right.
And she was like looking in my eyes and was like, what is up? And I was like, dude, I'm so sad. And this dude had just broken up with me and I like couldn't even see straight. And she was like, I'm doing this thing. It's called ESP and you should come with me. And like, it's nothing. She's like, it's weird. It's like this brain rewiring where you like go in and you sort of clear out all the shit that's like, you know, basically
holding you back. That sounds amazing.
And then, you know, and then you can move forward. And like, honestly, a lot of that stuff is probably the reason that this relationship didn't work or whatever.
Don't worry about it. Then you're going to just pull your pants down. Let me just brand you real quick.
But then, this allegedly. Was way before any of that. And I went.
And you did?
I went. And I went to this mansion in Malibu.
Right, the mansion in Malibu that Frank went to.
I went to the mansion and it was all white. Everything was white. There were bricks on the wall and they were white. I was like, I've never seen white bricks. It was all white. And everybody there was in, it's so weird. I've never told this story.
Oh my God, this is the best. Yes.
I mean, when I started reading all the stuff about this, I told all my friends this story, but like I've never, and I went to this house and everything was white and it was so beautiful and there was like food, but everyone's vibe was like amazing. The vibe was amazing. It was like quiet and there was like music on. There was like a huge grand piano and I sat at the piano and I was like playing a little and people were listening and complimenting and like there was like, and when touching. I say touching, I don't mean in a gross way, like arm connection, like grabbing your like supportive. Forearm and supportive. Like, oh God, you're beautiful. That was really well done. And I remember sitting there and people getting up and telling their story about how much the Executive Success Program changed their lives and helped them and people were weeping and I definitely was like, oh, I gotta get out of here. And
it
was
clicked
never,
right away.
It was never, oh yeah. Okay. Oh, I mean, yeah. I have another story about a very similar thing with Scientology.
Right.
But like that also was like one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. I didn't want to be a Scientologist, but I was like, well, these are lovely people.
Right.
These are wonderful, kind, warm. But
and
I didn't want to.
Our first session is $3,000.
Right. When did they start talking
sign
money?
Here.
With the ESP, they started talking money toward the end, but they were hitting me up for like ages afterward. And she was like, you know, how, what did you think? And, oh, and wanting to, the thing about it is that it doesn't feel, it feels culty, but it doesn't feel financial because really it's what they were mostly talking about is your heart and your soul and what you need and moving past stuff and getting through the old baggage and unpacking and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so you're sort of like, oh my God, like I'm going to become a better person. That's what they're selling you before the price tags come out.
Of course. And, oh, it, and so it makes you feel like you need this. And you, if you don't do it, you're never going to get past the issues that are holding you back.
Well,
and I could imagine really, 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 really falling in.
Oh, you got to like, listen to Escape and Nexium.
Yeah, so that's a, it's a podcast.
I'm four in.
I'm only one in because I can't find two. I can't find episode two.
Yeah,
has anybody met my Uncle Harvey who doesn't have any technology?
No, tell, Christine, tell her.
No, it is. It's not in order. I'll show you.
It's hard to find. I can't find. I listened to one. By the way, very soothing voice, that girl who was like...
She has a real rasp.
Yeah, that raspy.
What's that stuff called? MNESR or some shit where people are whispering and everyone's all excited?
They're like scratching the microphone and like feathering.
But
and,
she gave Beverly Mitchell a gift certificate.
Allison. Gave Beverly a gift certificate and it was like basically to like come and it was for Jeunesse actually, which was the next, to come for like a weekend. And
don't the names of the things make you want to vomit?
Oh, yeah, it's so weird. And then Beverly re-gifted it to somebody. That was the genius part of it.
But why wouldn't she just burn it?
No, because
Beverly's
she didn't
a
know.
She didn't know what it was.
She thought it was some like women's empowerment. Like women's
That's how they were. Right. But my thing was co-ed.
No,
my thing wasn't.
This was
the
like
women's
a women's
one.
Power, and she came to like a some sort of
brunch,
like a baby shower brunch or something, or a brunch.
It was just
whatever.
A brunch, and then Beverly gave it to her, and then she was like, "Oh my God, thank you." Then she's like, "I'm not going to use this.
I'm not going
to. I will give it to somebody else."
She ended up re-gifting it. She told us the story on here, and I was dying. And she wouldn't tell us who she re-gifted it to. But if you only knew who she re-gifted it to, you'll die. Because you know the person.
Oh, you'll tell me after.
Yeah.
Did she go?
No.
Oh,
yeah. No, but she didn't go.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. By the way, that's we can do 6 hours on her.
Oh. Oh.
Please.
So, okay. All right. We got to wrap this up.
We got to wrap it up.
I got to go home and pump.
Okay, listen to me. You are one of my favorites now.
Stop. Thank you.
So, after season three airs, you have to come back.
Hell yes.
When do you think it's going to air? You're starting next week.
We're
right?
starting next week. I mean, if it's on the same schedule as season one and two, I mean, it should be coming out like summer 2019. But the thing is, we'll be finishing March. So that's going to be a quick turnaround, but maybe. Because the other two seasons.
That's not bad.
Right.
No. But like in the past, we finished season two in February. It came out in the summer. So we're going to finish March. And in season one, we finished in like January. It came out in the summer. So we keep pushing when we're finishing and it keeps coming out at the same time. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I'm so
fine.
Excited. I
Thank
can't wait.
Thank you guys for having me. I can't wait to listen. I feel like
How
I said a lot
you?
Of incriminating
How
things.
How do we find you? Give me all your social.
My
music
social.
To acting. Go.
Yes.
Find me on Spotify under Power Fox.
Got it.
Find me on all social media at Jackie Tone. Love you so much. JACKIETOHN. But my number one is Instagram, which I'm trying to use less because the addiction is real.
You can do it.
I'm trying. It's hard.
Are you on Marco Polo?
Of course. We'll Marco
we
each other.
We just discovered it.
Oh, I've been on Marco. I've been on Marco.
I've been on it. I just never used it because I was like, I don't know how
I didn't
to
know
use
what
it
was. And now people are Marcoing me and it's really kind it's of a, making me laugh. It's changed my life.
It's
like
a dream.
It. Yeah.
I love it so much.
Well, I'm just honestly, I'm so happy for you.
Thank
I know
you.
How long you have worked in this business and I know that the struggle can be real sometimes. And you're so good on the show. You're so deserving of a wonderful part like this that showcases you and everything that you can do. And it's just like, sometimes I feel like it's the right, it is, it's right place, right time, right part, right show. And it's all popping for you. And I'm really happy for you.
Thank you, Moa. That means so much.
We would love to guest star on it.
Guys, I would love to have you.
Please. Like, you're missing teeth. Like, you can do any kind of roundhousing.
I'm like so perfect for that show.
What are you
going
to do on that show? Let you sit,
though.
You
can be a
water
boy, something. Give me a I would love to come on that show. Fuck.
Okay, you can
just for the cars alone.
It's really fun. It's really crazy, too, to like, you know, be on a show, you
Not
know.
Just a show,
I know
a hit
that's
show.
The thing that's so crazy about it. Like my whole life, I've always just like all my friends have always been killing it. And it's like, well, if I could guest star on like on that. That'd be great. And now it's like me on the thing. Yeah. It's kind of crazy to wrap my brain around.
What was
really
the theme
wonderful
song that you guys wrote? Glow, glow.
What oh is my this? God.
That's the name. Women's wrestling is our game. Yeah,
she's one of my, glow, glow. She's so horrible, but she's so great. I mean, the character, the she's a terrible rapper and it makes me laugh all the time.
I love that.
And what's funny is like, that's Kate Nash, who's like a very amazing British pop star who is like literally perfect rhythm and is like the sickest musician.
So that's what's so great about it.
All right, you can find me at Alec Led, don't ask.
You can find me at Yo Lakin. You can find Worst Ever Podcast at Worst Ever Podcast.
You can also donate to my GoFundMe.com/ Alas New Grill. Teeth are expensive, people.
Email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com. Rob?
You can find me at Para on Twitter, para.jpg on Instagram.
All right,
it's great. All happening. Thanks for listening, guys. Jackie, thanks again.
Thank you guys so much.
Look for Glow.
Glow. Glow.
Stupid.
And we'll have to catch you on, what are you going to be on December 4th? December 5th?
I'm going
to
be on Last Call with Carson Daly December 4th. Check out Glow Season 1 and 2 on Netflix streaming now.
Woo.
Follow me on Instagram, Jackie Tone. Bye.
Thanks for listening.